National Radio Club.
This portion of Market Scope is brought to you by Magnetic Tapes. Without tapes, there would be no air checks.
Heidi Exers, welcome to Market Scope for May 2010. Once again, we go poking around in our tape collection for air checks from the past. So here are miscellaneous bits and pieces of radio in no particular order.
This is one of America's great radio stations.
This is a fine kettle of fish.
W-U-V-E.
Proud to be in Cincinnati.
Bob Chesson.
Funky Broadway, it's done for you by Wilson Pickett here on the Bob Chesson Show at 10 and a half, or 2 and a half past 11 o'clock, super summertime at 57 degrees outside of our studios, as we move into the second hour, the final hour of the Bob Chesson Show.
Stop the music! Hold it right there! I want to talk about WUBE window stickers.
Now look, we've been all through this before.
However, it has been brought to my attention that there are still a few cars without all-American window stickers.
Yeah, all right, we'll go over it once again.
All you have to do is go to any Tressler Comet service station, get your WUBE all-American window sticker, put it on your car, and become eligible to win thousands of dollars in cash and prizes. So, remember, a winner never quits, a quitter never wins, faint heart never won fair maiden. Go, get those stickers!
Bravo! Bravo! Hey, was that moving? Was that a great bet?
Horn. And here's our word for the day. Our word is very diabolical. If you have a window sticker in the window of your car and the All-American DJ stops you, then you tell him the word for the day, and he'll give you a toaster. Today's word, once again, is a very diabolical. The Dusty Dunn Show, midnight till 6.
This morning, I think I will play a record for Bawada Johnny. A young man with more chins than the Chinese phone directory will dedicate this little song to him.
Two faces have
eyes.
It's 4 past 11 o'clock, super summer time. Sound out by the association. Their latest, and it's called Never, My Love.
Don't touch that dial. There's excitement galore coming up in the next hour when you'll hear the police commissioner of Midland City tell his secretary...
I've got to leave the office for a second. I'm back.
During another exciting episode of Chicken Man...
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Brought to you by Frisch's Big Boy Restaurants.
It's a merry-go-round of expensive fun.
W-U-B-E, all-American.
A WB classic with Simon and Garfunkel. It's called I Am a Rock. We're playing over 200 different ones a day at 10 past 11 o'clock super supper time at the Chesson Show.
Get in the winner's circle this fall with the Carol Burnett Show, Mondays on Channel 9. Something to get excited about? You bet it is. A big hour of comedy and variety featuring major guest stars like the Smothers Brothers, Jim Neighbors, and Lucille Ball. Yes, you'll have a ball watching Carol this fall. The Carol Burnett Show in the new Channel 9 Monday night lineup of Gunsmoke, The Lucy Show, The Andy Griffith Show, Family Affair, and The Carol Burnett Show. All in color. Mondays on...
Channel 9.
That's where you gotta be at 10 and a half past 11 o'clock. V.
Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll.
Come back when you grow up, girl. Music on the Bob Chesson Show from now till 12 o'clock today. We got Large Al at 12.
Listen for Pick and Play on the All-American WUBE.
Who's on the phone for Pick and Play, please?
Hi.
Vicky, is that you there?
Yes, it is.
Vicky, what record would you like to hear from the All-American 30?
I heard you going down.
Listen for our next Pick and Play on the All-American
WUBE.
The Temptations now.
The husband says, let her wear it. Funny. If you can joke after selling a customer like that two dresses, Jonesy.
I couldn't always.
Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Compose. Just 98 cents.
WB plays over 200 different classics a day because it's... WUBE News headlines. The military war overlaps with political struggle in Vietnam. Cambodia claims Allied border attack killed women and children. Senate economics expert joins House GOP leader in demanding budget cuts. And weekend traffic death toll in Ohio stands at 29. WUBE, first with 2020 news in Cincinnati.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane.
Here the box stops. It's called The Letter here on the Bob Chesson Show at 11:21 and a half. And we have a forecast that calls for mostly cloudy and cool for the rain of the morning, but it's going to be a little warmer today, getting up into the high to mid-70s. That is the forecast. All right? High to mid-70s. Well, all right. Mid-70s. That's what it really says. Okay?
More fun, more music.
Here are the Monkees now. A Pleasant Valley Sunday. It's 11:25. Super summertime. Speaking over the loud psychedelic sound of the Monkees there with a Pleasant Valley Sunday on the Bob Chesson program. 56 degrees outside.
More fun, more music.
And that's what we've got coming up with B.J. Thomas in just a sec.
Apple beer is here. Apple beer is here.
Yeah, you get ahead.
On apple beer.
Man, what a head.
On apple beer. It's a keen beer. It's the teen beer. With the tangy turned on taste.
Apple beer is something else. No alcohol in it because it's wild enough without it.
21, you don't have to be to enjoy a glass of beer. Now there's beer made for you and me.
Apple beer is here. Apple beer is here.
It's at your store now. Fairmont Original Apple Beer. Soda pop is kid stuff now. Apple beer is here.
It's a keen beer. The
tangy turned on taste.
Apple beer is here. Apple beer.
Yes, it's here, and it's good. See what I mean? Yeah, that's right. It happens every time. August Teen Tempo is now on the newsstands. Read about it. The big 3-day Teen Tempo fun thing in Switzerland. In fact, if you were there, you may even see yourself in a picture. Also in the new August Teen Tempo, stories about your favorite groups and words and pictures. Teen Tempo is written by Cincinnati teens for Cincinnati teens. And in the feature articles, you'll find out what's new for going back to school, what to wear and what to expect, what's going to happen. In fact, it's your magazine. Pick up your copy of Cincinnati Teen Tempo today. If you can't find it, call 242-2988. That's 242-2988 and ask them how you can get your copy. I've got a copy right here in front of me, and just looking through it, it's tremendous. It really is. You ought to pick that up. It's a really nice magazine.
WUBE, American.
WUBE, our Cincinnati.
Supreme
kids, it's happening. The golden sound of an all-time hits weekend begins at midnight tonight on Fun Radio 8, 703 CKLW Summer Fun Time. Good morning, Donut Dunkers. Good morning to the Perry family in Utica, and also to all of the people headed to work at the Jervis B. Webb Company over on Alpine Street. 33 degrees at the moment. Gary Mitchell at 12 noon today. A fella used to work for a newspaper called the Daily Upper Plate. It came out every night.
It's soon here at regular prices wherever beer is sold.
Radio 8, CKLW weather.
Should be fair and warmer today with a high of 65. Fair, not as cool tonight, a low of 43. Warmer on Saturday with increasing afternoon cloudiness. A chance of showers come Saturday night and Sunday afternoon as well. And at the moment, 33 degrees.
Radio 8, CKLW.
Let's face it. If I was any good, I'd be on television. The Fun Radio 8 lucky number for today is 894. That's 894. This is Engelbert Humperdinck.
Please release me.
That's his real name, strangely enough. He was born in Germany, Engelbert Humperdinck. And Release Me, CKLW presents the all-time top 300. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday on Fun Radio 8. 708 CKLW Summer Fun Time. The top of the morning to you from the Dusty Rhodes Show on Radio 8 CKLW.
One stop. One stop.
Where's the action? Rocket action. With the man who has everything. Your Oldsmobile dealer's
one-stop
transportation center.
Now!
He's got the car for you. 36 models, more features than ever. Want a luxury car in the low price field? Cutlass Supreme.
One-stop.
Five fabulous models.
Save!
36 rockets, one for every pocket. Want an economical full-size car? He's got them. The all-new Delmont 88s.
One-stop.
Lowest priced 88.
Save!
If you fancy something fancier, here's fine car elegance without paying the fine car price. Delta 88 Custom.
One stop.
Luxurious interiors.
Wow!
More models, more features. Wider range of prices than ever. Oldsmobile has them all at your Oldsmobile dealers.
One stop.
Transportation center.
Now!
Radio 8, CKLW, Golden.
Good morning, Petula. Here's a song dedicated to my love from Radio 8.
My love is warmer than the water.
I say there's no one's ever going to change my love for you. When you see news in Windsor, call 254-CKLW. In Detroit, dial 961-NEWS. The best tip each week wins a cash award from Fun Radio 8. 712 CKLW Summer Fun Time. Time to get up and get going. And good morning. Welcome to Dusty Rhodes Pajama Party. It's 33, Radio 8 degrees, with a predicted high today of 65, and shall be fair and warmer today.
The new veterans for the new Detroit.
The swing to the suburban look. As Detroit moves outwards, our way of life changes. Stiff collars give way to casual clothes, and indoor cooking has become outside grilling. Today, all Federal department stores capture that casual, new, carefree look of suburban living. With brand name items, hundreds of them, from a patio chair to sportswear, from lawnmowers to outboard motors, all easy to own with Federal's 90-day charge accounts, same as cash. At Federal's, you'll find the look you're looking for, whether you live in urbia or suburbia. And you'll pay no more than at any other store, usually less.
The new Federal for the new Detroit.
I always talk about my wife. I'll never forget the time I took her out for dinner, sort of like putting the horse before the a la carte. Boys clubs help boys and encourage boys to help others, providing an outlet for the energy of our youth. Dusty Rhodes suggesting you help your local boys' club.
Radio 8, CKLW.
You have heard, no doubt, of Cy Zender and his band that plays the hits. Well, this is Herb Alpert and his band that plays the horses.
CKLW 2020 News for Conning Black Label, the one beer so good it's made Canada famous for beer throughout the world.
Tommy James and the Chantels with the Isolation Melody. I think we're alone now. From Fun Radio 8, today counting votes from the St. Valentine's School for Sister Mary Mildred in the election for the CKLW Principal of the Year. 7:26, CKLW Summer Fun Time. Up one, now 34 degrees from Radio 8 and the Dusty Road Show.
Sure, I want a sports car this summer, but I don't want to pay extra for all the trimmings.
Now, there's a better idea from Ford.
A 68 idea at 67 prices. Mustang Sport Sprint, with Mustang's regular features, plus turn signal indicators and a louvered hood, white walls, 6 or V8, at special savings now. Yeah, your Ford dealer
has a better idea for sale.
You say you lost your car insurance and you got a date for the inaugural ball? Then reinsure with Bruce G. Kendall, the great old Brucey baby, wherever you are.
Bruce G. Kendall offers easy monthly payments in all 8 offices. East Side, West Side, Lincoln Park, Livonia, Royal Oak, Mount Clemens, Pontiac, and Flint. See the first display ad under insurance in the yellow pages.
Radio 8, CKLW weather.
Should be fair and warmer for the day ahead with a predicted high of 65. Fair, not as cold tonight and a low of 43. Warmer on Saturday, increasing afternoon cloudiness. A chance of showers Saturday night and Sunday. At the moment, 34 degrees. Excitement, action. Toronto Maple Leafs play the Montreal Canadiens. Game number 5 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Saturday at 2 in color on Livelier Television 9.
Radio 8, CKLW. Much more fun.
Delightful good morning music from Frank Sinatra and Nancy Sinatra on Fun Radio 8, CKLW.
I know I stand. I
love. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Dusty Road Show on the Much More Music Station.
CKLW, the Motor City.
7:30 in Windsor and Detroit.
In this vast and troubled world, we something.
It moves. It's good morning music from the happenings. I've got rhythm and oldie coming back all over again. Fun birthday greetings. Happy birthday to Judy Wellick from the Dusty Road Show on Fun Radio 8 CKLW. Judy is 12 years old today, and we wish her all the best. 7:33, CKLW Summer Fun Time. Should be fair and warmer today with a high of 65. At the moment, 34 degrees, and the Dusty Road Show. Sorry I'm a bit behind in things today, but we had a sensational case of kidnapping at our place last night. The baby slept all night through.
Noisy muffler, it's annoying.
Probably illegal.
Could be dangerous.
When you can hear your muffler, see your Midas man, quick as you can.
At Midas shops across the nation,
service is fast with free installation.
Coast to coast, Midas is there with a guarantee beyond compare. On a budget or a millionaire, you'll like Midas. We're square.
So when you hear your muffler, see your Midas man, quick as you can.
Take it from Van Patrick, Van the Midas man. A noisy muffler can mean danger. Don't take chances. Get a Midas muffler. Guaranteed as long as you own your car. Replaced for only a service charge. Safety, service, satisfaction. Midas guarantees it.
Now 11 Midas shops in this area, including one on North Woodward and Royal Oak, between 13 and 14 mile. See Midas on North Woodward for fast, dependable brake service. Michigan Bank Card, welcome. Dusty Rhodes, Friday payday morning at long last. And the Montreal Canadiens beat the Toronto Maple Leafs last night by a score of 6-2, tying up the Stanley Cup Series. For Pete's sake, don't miss it. The funny and moving story of Pete Harper and the explosion in his life. It started on the inside and grew up and out at Ford Auditorium now through Thursday. For Pete's sake, see it. Tickets available at Hudson's, Grinnell's, and at the box office.
Radio 8, CKLW, Golden.
A million memories are coming next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. CKLW presents the all-time top 300.
Who wants to buy?
Boy, am I happy. I feel like a changed man. The laundry came back yesterday. 7:37, CKLW Summer Fun Time. Along with Gary Lewis and the gang in this diamond ring. It's 34 degrees.
When you hear this call to come and see the deals right now at the Dodge Boy Jamboree, hurry on down, look and you'll agree, this town is dying. touchdown tonight.
Hello, customers. Goodbye, competition. The Dodge boys are on the move. They really came up with a beauty this time. Are you ready, folks? The Dodge boys are having a sales jamboree, and the star is Polara. Imagine a Polara for the same price you'd expect to pay for one of those smaller cars like Ford and Chevy. And the Polara price includes a 230-horsepower V8. See those good guys in the white hats today.
So come along to the Dodge Boys Jamboree here in your town. It's Dodge Town tonight.
Radio 8 CKLW.
Dusty roads, muddy streets, dirty highways, all agree I was Kaiser Bill's Batman by Whistling Jack Smith. Everybody.
CKLW 2020 News for Michigan Blue Cross and Blue Shield. With the latest in what's happening in modern medicine. CKLW 2020 News.
Radio 8 CKLW.
Prevent Jack from being happy.
A brilliant melody.
Oh, I saw you.
I saw you too. Number 7, Radio 8, CKLW Hit Parade for the week by The Who. And it's all about Happy Jack and Good Morning. See Paul Revere and the Breeders pictured on the brand new official Radio 8 Hit Parade, available free at a record shop near you. 7:46, CKLW Summer Fun Time, 34 degrees. At City Airport, it's 40, and at Willow Run, it's 34. Shall be fair and warmer today with a predicted high of 6.5. Dusty Road Show.
A driving tip from Shell. Your car may be losing up to 15% of its power because of spark plug misfire. Here's an easy spark plug test you can make yourself, courtesy of your local Shell dealer.
Next time you're behind the wheel, pick out a nice, long, straight upgrade. Make sure the road is clear, then accelerate wide open, right up to the legal speed limit. See if your car picks up speed smoothly. If it seems to stumble as it gathers speed, or you feel your engine hesitate, you may have spark plug misfire.
See your Shell dealer. He'll replace worn and misfiring spark plugs and recommend that you use Super Shell gasoline. Super Shell contains famous TCP additive to fight spark plug misfire. TCP can actually double the life of your spark plugs. So keep your plugs in shape with Super Shell. Visit your local Shell dealer. At Shell, service is our business.
Radio 8 CKLW.
Dusty Rhodes with good morning greetings for Friday, payday, April 28th. The Tigers play Baltimore tonight, beginning a four-game set in Baltimore. They'll play three more with the Orioles back here in the Motor City following that. A million memories are coming next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The all-time top 300 exclusively on Fun Radio 8.
Spring in the eight.
Good morning, Donna Dunker. Springtime melody and marvelettes and When You Are Young and In Love. 7:50, nifty CKLW, summer fun time. 34, Radio 8 CKLW degrees and a high today of 65. Dave Schaefer, 3 o'clock this afternoon. First thing Dave did when he heard the country was at war was move to the city.
I love those helpful people, those wonderful people that serve us.
By Frosty.
Frosty is bottled and distributed by the 7-Up Bottling Company.
7:51, CKLW traffic time, and traffic is moving during our Good Morning Crush Hour. With no serious delays or unusual tie-ups reported, no accidents. It's heavy, of course, it always is, but it's moving normally. That word covers a multitude of sins.
Radio 8, CKLW, Golden.
Good morning, sunshine and happiness. CKLW Golden by Eddie Rambo. Do you remember? This is the music of Concrete and Clay.
You to me.
The golden sound of an all-time hits weekend begins at midnight tonight on Fun Radio 8. A sample, Eddie Rambo in Concrete with Clay. Sounds like a couple of boxers getting together. 7:54, CKLW Summer Fun Time, 34, Radio 8 degrees.
There's a bounty on the car of the year. The Mercury Cougar. It's the Cougar Bounty, and it can save you $119.50 on a package worth over $200. Cougar's elegant appointments make it the top cat of the year. Make it the overwhelming choice for car of the year. And to celebrate Cougar's success, your Mercury dealers are offering you a fabulous money-saving package, the Cougar Bounty. Your chance to save $119.50 on a host of luxury features, vinyl roof, white walls, wheel discs, protective door guards, and luxurious knitted vinyl upholstery. Total retail value, over $200. But you get them at a $119.50 saving right now during Cougar Bounty Time. Don't miss out. Cool Cat Cougar is the hot buy. Now at your Mercury dealer.
The soaring sound of summer fun begins Monday on Fun Radio 8.
Good morning to the students at Cozzano High School, to the teachers at Cozzano High, and also the students and teachers at Woods High in Warren. A good day to you. 7:55 CKLW weather time. Fair and warmer today, and a high of 65. Fair and not as cold tonight, and a low of 43. Should be warmer Saturday with increasing afternoon cloudiness. A chance of showers Saturday night and Sunday. 34, Radio 8 CKLW degrees from the Dusty Road Show. Followed at 9 by the Don Z. Williams Show. Don, I hope he's here on time. He got a ticket yesterday for doing 90 miles an hour on the John Lodge Freeway. Seems as though he was holding up traffic.
Dusty Roads, Radio 8, CKLW.
I want to tell you, if you listen to me and listen closely, Mamas and Papas have it in a big, bright, brand new one to the Radio 8, CKLW Hit Parade. This is the story of how the Mamas and Papas got their musical start. Creaky Alley.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
CKLW.
I guess I could have called this Market Scope before they were Drake. Remember, if you'd like to submit recordings of the stations in your town, send them to me, Phil Wayne, at 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351-1652. See you back here next month from within a shiny new cassette. Now here are the musings from the members.
Greetings, audio, DS Audio Service members. This is Terry Livingston Hughes in Los Angeles. First, I'd like to commend Fred and the editors of all the columns for your wonderful service for years and years. I've been enjoying DX Audio Service since July of 1994, and I did see an issue back in 1988, courtesy of Tim Hendel. The second thing, whatever you think of the loss of AM Coast to Coast at night on some stations, my favorite broadcaster is Doug McIntyre, if my opinion carries any weight with you. If you are in an area where you can listen to him, give him a try and see what you think. I find him a lot of fun. Best to all of you. Bye-bye.
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is Monday, March 29th. Received my tape today. Only news I have from the D.C. area, 700 WDMV is off the air, went off last week, so I guess they got their 2 months plus in for the requirement of keeping their license. So I expect they'll be on maybe in another 3 or 4 months or maybe a year from now. Who knows? But the problem was they played at least 20 international songs. There was nobody interested in buying a block of time, and it just went off the air. They're just like 950 WCTN. But they've been more successful and have kept the Spanish format now for at least a year and a half, maybe longer.
Hi, this is Mike Lance from Miami Beach, and I wanted to give you a little bit of background on the late and great Richard Ward, who worked in Miami at WFUN for a short time. He also worked in the Palm Beaches, and he also did some stuff, I do believe, with WIOD. He mainly did a lot of voiceovers and local ads, and for WFUN, he was the morning DJ, plus he also did some local ads, and I believe he was the operations manager for a while at WFUN. I'm not sure, but he was a good disc jockey, and he will be missed. He also was with the Storrs station, WHB. I've been member of DX Audio Service for a long time, and I've enjoyed it. I hope to be at the convention this summer, and I'm looking forward to it. And I have a question. What is the history on WQAM in Miami? I would like to find out the history of WQAM in Miami. WQAM is 560, and WQAM became a rock station back in 1956. Oh, I have another question. If Mark Dornberger can do maybe a little bit of history on some of the Minneapolis stations like KSTP, the other stations in the Minneapolis area, it would be great. There used to be a station there, I understand, called WLOL in Minneapolis. Whatever happened to them? Okay, thank you very much, and have a great day. Also, WCCO and AM 1280, I understand they were a rock station at one time. Question, what is 940 doing in Lima? What kind of programming are they now? Are they still oldies? And do they have local DJs? And do they have an FM station also on 940? Does 940 also have an FM station? And 1150, are they still News Talk? I guess they are. And what are the other stations doing in the Lima area? Okay, talk to you later. I enjoy the magazine. Keep up the great work. This is Mike Lance in Miami Beach.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. This past Saturday night, having been March 27th, I made quite a catch. It was on 920 CFRY, Portage La Prairie, Manitoba, about 90 miles from Winnipeg, and they were playing some really good country music, old-time fiddling and things like that. And I listened to them for about an hour and really, really enjoyed it. They were about jumping right over the Wingham station up here that we have discussed different times, which is a very good one, too. And I understand from a reliable source that CBC Radio 2 now has gone to music. I don't know whether it's going to be a varied musical format or any one specific type. I'll try to find out more about that later, but it's interesting to know that.
And that's our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service, and to answer some questions, first of all, from Terry Livingston Hughes on Coast to Coast and ABC. You know, Terry, I have not a clue what is up with ABC Radio, because to me, and this comes from comments that I've expressed, as well as others have expressed in one of those forums that talks about Coast to Coast and Peril, some of the topics. We've been batting this around for a while. It doesn't make any sense to take a good show, which is billing well and has the numbers, and take it off your station and dump in something which is not that interesting to an audience. So I'm not certain what is going on with ABC. They've done this in several markets. In New York, it hasn't really made that much of a dent to listenership, because WABC's signal and WOR's signal are roughly the same, so it really hasn't hurt them that much. But in some other areas, Coast to Coast is completely silent in some towns. To Mike Lance, you ask about WIMA and WCIT. Well, WCIT 940 is still flogging away at the hits. I say flogging because basically it's just play a song, play a liner, play a song, play a promo, play a song, play a jingle, play a song, play a liner. And that's the whole format around the clock. I don't think they're even voice tracking the majority of their shifts, with the exception of the morning. I think Phil Austin still voice tracks the morning show, but that's about it. So they're not really doing anything creative with it. We'll give you a sample in just a second. And WIMA is basically news talk, but more talk than news, if that makes any sense. They've cut down a lot of their news commitment, a lot of their news programming, I'm sorry to say. And it's used to be that they did an hour-long news block at noon. They don't do that anymore, or in the afternoon. So it's basically just headline news, and that's about it. So
here's what they sound like. Here's first WCIT, and then we'll have WIMA. Now, the distortion you hear on WCIT signal is what I typically hear on my radio. The noise you're going to hear, it's 9:30 here at night, and they're on night power, which is only 6 watts. So it doesn't come in that well. On the other hand, WIMA is on directional 1,000 watts, and they're pointed right at me. So they come in real well. So here's a little sample of what the stations sound like.
Music of all time.
940 WCIT.
Lima's greatest hits.
Program going. So it's really a lot of kind of power to the local level over a surprising amount of money.
Wake up with Mike Miller in the morning news, weekday mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 1150, WIMA. Your world, your news, your voice. On air and online.
News Talk 1150,
News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. A package of Wall Street reforms stopped in the Senate by 3 votes.
Finally, DX Audio Service members, I'd like to appeal to the membership to help us out. And I say this with all seriousness. We need some help. We're getting a lot of people asking us to do stories about DJs, like where are they now, and do a lot of research on stations, come up with a lot of information, which really is time-consuming. It's hard for us to do. It's expensive. If you don't think so, try doing it yourself and see how much you have to spend on it. But we could use some help with some people perhaps snagging some columns, getting some articles out of the newspaper, out of different trade magazines, or even coming up with your own stories. And that is perfectly acceptable for you to do. If you'd like to do a column on one of the issues of the DX Audio Service, please contact me, and I'll tell you exactly how to do it. It's not that hard. And you could perhaps interview a radio talent in your market, or put together a story of some kind, or maybe even read a story. If you want to hear great stuff, then contribute some good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, Mark's in Studio B, and he's got a story out of Radio World magazine about DXing, and it's very interesting. Mark?
This is an article from the April 21st, 2010 Radio World news magazine about DXing, and it's written by James Careless. He says, I do a lot of driving in my 2006 Mazda MPV minivan in Ottawa, Canada, 2 hours drive west of Montreal. Being a longtime radio reporter broadcaster, I pass the time by tuning across the AM dial. For some odd reason, it gives me a great deal of satisfaction to hear the New York City traffic reports on WCBS 880, perhaps because I'm far away from Manhattan gridlock. A few months ago, I decided to check out the AM band methodically to find out which U.S. AM stations I could hear in Canada. My best tuning typically was at night, when WCBS booms in as clearly as my local news station, CFRA 580 Ottawa. But it didn't take long for me to find other distant U.S. stations breaking through. Over the next few weeks, I heard WGN 720 Chicago, KMOX 1120 St. Louis, WCCO 830 Minneapolis, WFED 1500 Washington, WRVA 1140 Richmond, Virginia, WHAS 840 Louisville, Kentucky, WLW 700 Cincinnati, WBT 1110 Charlotte, North Carolina, WWVA 1170 Wheeling, West Virginia, and my most distant catch was WSB 750 Atlanta. As the radio crow flies, Atlanta is 935 miles from Ottawa. Why is it possible for me to hear so many distant U.S. stations and some Canadian here in the Great White North? Moreover, does it matter to stations such as WSB and WGN that distant listeners can hear them? As most Radio World readers will know, what I was doing in tuning around the dial is AM DXing. DX is a radio hobbyist acronym for long distance. since the earliest days of radio, AMDXers have surfed the AM band trying to hear distant stations. When they hear a distant station's call sign, DXers write it down along with details of what's being played on air, the time and date. They send that information to the station in hopes of having their reception reports verified by the station's engineer. Such requests and confirmations are known as QSLs. Ham operators exchange them, too. Even in the Internet age, there are AMDXers who scan the band for catches. At Tribune Station, WGN in Chicago, for instance, I receive 10 to 15 DX letters each year, says Director of Engineering James J. Carollo. It's quite normal during winter months to receive 5 or 6 letters from European countries, especially Denmark, Finland, and Sweden. DXing is quite popular in those countries. They seem to enjoy taking vacations to remote cabins on the tundra specifically to capture remote signals from North America. Today, it's common for DXers to send audio clips by email to prove their reception rather than handwritten logs by paper mail. Carollo says, I send each of them a QSL card and a small promotional item, usually a static sticker with our logo on it. They delight in sending letters describing themselves and their families, and they take the time to explain quite a bit about their communities and lifestyle. I find it quite enjoyable to correspond with them. Medium wave propagation characteristics make DXing an endeavor best done in the dark. During daylight hours, a component of AM and shortwave radio signals called the ground wave travels from tower to receivers in a generally predictable manner. A secondary component, the sky wave, travels off the planet into space. At night, and occasionally during the day, things change. The layered ionosphere, which has been charged by the sun's rays, begins to act more like a mirror. When this happens, AM radio signals begin to bounce off the ionosphere, and their angle of reflection causes them to land back on the planet at a considerable distance from the tower, says Wayne Heinen, chairman of the NRC, a hobbyist organization that includes AMDXers. This is why you can hear WSB Atlanta in Ottawa, Canada. FM and TV signals exhibit their own characteristic reflection qualities. In the early days of radio, engineers liked to receive DX reception reports, especially if they worked at high-powered clear-channel AM stations whose frequencies were licensed to reach great distances, in part to serve rural areas reliably at night. DX reports proved that these transmitters were operating properly and gave station salespeople anecdotal support in their efforts to attract national advertisers. Radio in the United States has now evolved into what is largely a locally oriented medium. While some voices still press for AM regulation to protect their regional or national footprints, the business and regulatory emphasis in the 21st century tends to be about stations' local reach, even when those stations include syndicated content and national ads in their mix. This begs the question, what are DX reception reports worth to today's AM engineers? Sadly, not much, according to Director of Engineering Charles Kinney at Cox Station WSB. From an engineering standpoint, they have no importance, he tells Radio World, but it's still nice to know that people are hearing us in Western Europe and even South Africa. Even today, I still get 2 or 3 reception reports a month, and we do send out QSLs to confirm them. At CBS station KMOX in St. Louis, we get reception reports from Europe, but not that many from the United States anymore, says Paul Grundhauser, station engineer. It's getting harder for people to hear us due to more stations being allowed on clear channel frequencies. As well, HD radio has not made things any easier, since these signals cause interference to the analog signals on the AM band. This said, Grundhauser adds, reception reports really don't affect how we do things at KMOX in terms of our transmitter and antenna. I don't think it has an effect on sales either. DXing endures. Most of today's AM broadcasters may not care that their signals are reaching past their local coverage area, but it appears that DXers will keep tuning them in and telling them so. This hobby is alive and well, says NRC's Heinen. Even with the Internet and satellite TV, there are still people who enjoy hearing AM stations hundreds and even thousands of miles away. The NRC encourages stations to broadcast DX tests during their overnight maintenance periods, when it's possible fewer stations are on the air on their frequencies. The most dedicated AMDXers use specialized radios and antennas to improve their catches. They might travel to electronically quiet rural sites for better reception. In Norway, some even venture out on the ice in winter where electrical noise is nil. In my case, says Careless, I tune in on my stock Mazda radio using my factory-installed antenna. Yet, as the Google Earth image included with this report shows, the number of AM stations I can receive is astounding. Granted, many are buried in noise and crosstalk from other stations. But when I need to feel better about living away from New York's bright lights, I can reliably tune to WCBS's traffic reports. That always helps. A footnote to the Radio World column addressed to radio station owners and operators. Does your station hear from DXers? Tell us about it. Write to Radio World at nbmedia.com. And that's the report on DX in the April 21st, 2010 Radio World News Magazine. I'm Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service.
Thanks, Mark. You know, I should have mentioned when I play those air checks at WCIT and WIMA that I recorded those here in the Sheetrock announce booth using a Sony SRF A100 AM stereo portable radio. That's why you had the lows and the highs. It's a fantastic little radio. I wish they still made the darn thing, but well. Hey, that's it for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support your radio club. Support your hobby, and above all, support your local radio station. 73 and good DX.